Okay, some interesting questions have arisen. I've heard many people say that Israel has a right to defend itself. And you know what? I agree with that. Absolutely. But I would extend the question, and I haven't received any clear answers on this one. Then do the Palestinians also share the right of self-preservation and self-defense? Or is this a right exclusively for the Jews of Israel? Interesting question. I want to know how many of these people that were kidnapped from their homes, how many of those homes were built on illegally acquired land? Don't know. Maybe none, maybe all, maybe some. Does it make a difference? I think it does ethically and morally. Interesting questions we need to ask ourselves. Then we got to ask ourselves about this idea of not targeting civilians, and yet Israel, the Israeli Jews, have cut off the food and water to some 2 million people. And the electricity, and wow, that's a fascinating concept. While they're raining down bombs on people's houses. This is just interesting to me, okay? I guess cutting the food and water off to millions of people, including children, isn't targeting civilians. Very interesting. A lot of interesting moral questions here. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I do not support Israel. I just don't. Yeah, for ethical and moral reasons, I generally take the side of those who are being oppressed. And in this particular case, it is the Palestinians. And I've watched this my entire life. I've never agreed with it. And they get a free pass for the most part. But these are interesting questions. If the Israelis and the Israeli Jews have a right to defend themselves, would that mean that the Palestinians also have a right to defend themselves? And what of this being in violation of international law and of UN security councils and of stealing land that was not given to you? Do those people have any right to try to get their land back? Just out of curiosity, is there any property rights involved here? The double standards are kind of sickening. What I'm wondering is, will the Israeli Jews actually get their hands dirty and enter the Gaza? Normally they don't, not on any large scale anyway, but we will see. Of course, they're gonna say that they can now do whatever they wish. I'll listen to Dennis Prager later today. It's about the 7:48 Monday morning. But I'm sure Dennis Prager will have the whole moral scoop on how Israel has the right to exterminate these animals. They've already called them that, by the way. They've dehumanized the Palestinians. I'm not joking. The head of the Israeli intelligence office, I can't remember, but one of those referred to them as animals, as non-humans. So here we go. And that'll get a pass, and that'll be okay. But it'll be supported by the very moral evangelical Christians here in our country. Very, very, very moral people. Then there will also be a lot of people who love the Constitution and the freedoms that will be looking to silence people like me who hold an opinion contrary to theirs. Of course, I will be supporting terrorism, and therefore my YouTube channel should be shut down. And because these people, they love morality. They immerse themselves in high ethics, and they love the Constitution. Oh, I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I believe we now have the Gerald Ford Carrier Group, I believe, is now in the area there, because I'm sure there's concerns of Jordan and Lebanon and who knows what other groups and countries taking advantage of this. It was interesting to learn, you know, the doublespeak this morning. I was listening to the news, and there's reports that Israel has gained control of everything again, and then they say they're still fighting Palestinians inside Israel, and they haven't been able to close some of the breaches in the wall there. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there exactly, and it seems like there's pretty large forces amassing. So I imagine there's probably going to be a major sweep through the Gaza. Who knows what this will turn into? It's just sad to see all of this turmoil in the world. Really, when you break it down over Bible mythology, if you can imagine that, the death, the violence, the stress, the strife over God apparently being a land broker back in the Bronze Age. Well, shit, before the Bronze Age. But anyway, apparently that's what's going on, and we actually involve ourselves in such things. Really sad. Let's see what happens. To me, the Palestinians have a right to defend themselves. It's kind of like here the rape victim was defending itself, and now I guess the rapist claims some kind of to be the victim, you know. As someone once said, that the Jewish people cry out in pain as they stab people with their knives. And oftentimes that seems to be the situation. But those are interesting questions. If the Israelis have a right to defend themselves, then most certainly this is a universal right that would be extended to the Palestinians. And it's not really complicated. Please keep in mind that I'm going to, as a matter of fact, they have said that a lot of these people that were kidnapped were in illegally occupied territories. Let's keep that in mind, that these people, by their own volition, let's complete the contextual picture here, shall we? Many of these people, from what I understand, that were kidnapped, by their own volition, built their homes on land that was stolen. Okay, let's, and here's the other question. Do underdogs have to fight by the rules of their overlords? You know, it's an interesting question. You know, I generally don't support kidnapping and shit like that. But I think to myself, if this, you know, here you go. What if this happened to you? What if a group of people came and tossed your grandma, right, off her property, and what if something like that were to happen, that you got tossed off of your property and your grandma and all your family got tossed off of your property? You don't have any rights. You wouldn't try to get your property back. It's just amazing, you know. But think about that. Many of these people that were kidnapped from their homes by their own volition, built their houses on stolen land. This is not controversial. It is a fact that Israel is in violation and has been for a long time of international law, ICC, Geneva Convention rules, rules that the United States helped put together. The rule is thou shalt not acquire lands via conquest, right? That is the rule. But apparently Jewish people are apparently special and not obligated to the rules of Goy, I guess. I don't know. Somehow they're above it, I guess. But that is the rule. That is international law. And they have been in violation of that from the get-go, but especially after 67 and onwards. And we know today the treatment of the Palestinian people is just absolutely horrific. And I see a process of dehumanization going on. And now they're claiming, oh, no, we're not targeting civilians. I'm watching the bombs come down. I'm watching the civilians entering the hospital. And I just heard you say that they're animals and you shut their food and water and their electricity off of on 2 million people. Very interesting. So you're not going to take your military and you're not going to go in and like weed out Hamas. You're just going to shut the water and the food and the power off to 2 million people. I see. And you're not targeting civilians, of course. No, you would never think of doing such a thing, because that would be terrorism to do things like that. Ugh, the double standards.